shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
Bay.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Thanksgiving Eve. And what's your plan for today? Are you working a full day? I mean, I'm going to try to avoid it. I say that going into every day. I arrive here at, 10 minutes of six, 5 minutes of six. It all depends on the day. And now I guess it depends on the cat, how much the cat needs attention before I leave for the day. He definitely wants every little bit of attention he can get before I walk out the door. But then I say, I'm not going to stay till 6 p.m. tonight. No way am I going to work a 12-hour day. And then I look and it's 6 o'clock at night and I'm still here. But I'm going to try to get down early today. Are you a person that goes out and parties on Thanksgiving Eve? It's one of the biggest nights of the year for that. I will not be. I will stay home. I'm going to be hitting up Stevie's, though, to get some stuff for tomorrow. And, maybe I'll find myself a little something for tonight as well. Although I've got plenty at home. And, I'm just going to relax. I started watching the JonBenet Ramsey docuseries on Netflix last night. Got through the first two episodes. I don't know how many episodes there are, but I'll probably watch some more of that. Then, of course, tomorrow, family stuff. And then on Friday, man, I'm just going to chill out. I'm hoping to go to the movies at least once, maybe twice. And I'll probably watch at some point on Friday too, Black Friday. And if you've never seen that movie, you should make it part of your Thanksgiving weekend tradition, because it was made by none other than Chris McCarthy's lifelong friend, Freetown's own Casey Tebow. And it's a really funny movie. It's a horror comedy. Stars Devin Sawa, Bruce Campbell, whole bunch of others. And it's a lot of fun. And I don't have the same dislike that a lot of horror fans have for Eli Roth's Thanksgiving movie that came out last year either. I'll probably watch that maybe. Maybe I'll watch that tonight. Because I haven't seen it since it came out in the theater last year, so I'm due for another viewing. I would recommend both of those movies if you are a horror fan, and certainly horror comedies. Thanksgiving isn't technically a horror comedy, but it certainly has its funny moments. We've come a long way from only having The Mouse on the Mayflower to watch. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. And you?
Doing all right.
Okay. I'm a little disturbed, and I'm wondering if anybody listening could help me out. Now, yesterday, I got stuck with my car because it had problems, and I was on my way to try to get my car to my mechanic. Now, I got stuck on North Front and Cogsall on that corner where Honeydew is. If you can picture that?
Yep.
Okay. So my mechanic wasn't even a half a mile away on Ash Road. That's like a half a mile to me. So I was blocking the traffic. I had a friend who was behind me so that when I dropped my car off, he'd give me a ride home.
Sure.
So she was behind me, and she wasn't going to push me the rest of the way with her car. I made it from my house, which is like downtown, all the way to Nash Road and Cogsdale Street. So the cops came because somebody called and said, get that car off the road. You're blocking. The bus can't even get by. Of course. Now, I'm a woman alone. I'm not going to push my car. The power steering let go. It wouldn't move. It wouldn't move at all. Not at all. So the cops came. He says, ma'am, if you can't move your car, I'm going to have to call a tow. Well, I had no choice. So I said, well, go ahead. Can I say who he called? Because I'm going to say it.
I mean,
are you allowed to do that?
Are you going to be trashing a business?
I'm just going to tell you what happened.
All right. Well, go ahead.
I'm not happy about it. I mean, it was, you figure it out, from Nash Road and North Front and Cogsdale. Is that a half a mile? It's not a mile. What do they charge for towing normally if you're going to go from Cogsdale Street to Nash Road?
You've got your hookup fee right from the beginning. So before you even travel, they're charging you a flat rate for just coming down and doing the service, and then they'll charge you per mile after that.
I understand that, but like I'm saying, whatever the hookup is, fine. But if you're going to go a half a mile, and what do you assume that tow would cost me?
I would guess it's probably $150.
I had no choice.
$150, I would guess.
It was $140.
So see, you already saved money compared
to
what I thought.
A half a mile?
Well, it's not the mileage that probably cost you that. It's just them coming out and doing the hookup.
Well, I was looking it up on internet, and even when I got there, my mechanic said, wow, he charged you that? I said, yeah. Now, I looked it up myself, and like a half a mile is like $75. So I'm figuring I paid almost double that.
So
who
do you have car insurance from?
I don't have any. I have car insurance, yeah, but I'm not. I don't have AAA or nothing like that.
No, but who's the insurance from?
I have minimal coverage just to get it on the road.
But what's the company?
It's Plymouth Rock.
Okay, you might want to reach out to them and just see if they have an emergency service they can add on. Because I used to have it on my car insurance, and it was like $8 a month. And it was worth it if you got pulled over if you're paying, you know, $90 for the year, that's going to be less than the cost of the tow. Now I have Geico for my insurance, so I have the roadside service as part of it. But they might be able to add on something like that for emergency situations.
I have the cheapest service. I pay $46 a month, and it just covers just to get my car on the road, nothing else. If I break my windshield, nothing. I have no coverage for nothing, just so that I can drive. So it just kind of bothered me that I had to pay $140 to go a half a mile. That bothers me. It just doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I mean, that's
now that you're saying that, well, I mean,
that's probably competitive with whatever any other, you know, if you called a different tow company, it probably would have cost you the same amount.
Well, I don't know. I didn't question him because the cop was standing right there and said, you got to get it out of here. So whoever I call, you're going to have to use them. So that's the way that went. Now, I don't know. Is it better to go to your company or to get AAA? I don't know. I was thinking about it after this.
So it depends on, you know, what your needs are going to be. So for basic, regular AAA, and you live pretty close to your mechanic, it sounds like, you know, it's only a couple of miles. And you don't travel all over the place, right? You stick pretty close to home. So you could get away with the basic AAA service. I know when I had that, the basic AAA was $44 a month. And it was, but that was, I had two vehicles. So I don't know if it's the same price for two vehicles or if it's less for one, I don't know. But with that service, I was limited to, I think it was like three tows a year, and I could only go to like the nearest service station. You might be able to get away with saying, you know, you just want to go to your mechanic because it's right down the street. But
well, let me tell you this too, what happened that one day. Because the Walgreens is right outside my door here. Mm-hmm. And one day I parked my car because I had been shopping. I came home and I parked my car in the parking lot. And I decided that before I went into the pharmacy, I'd call my mother to see if she wants it. My mother was still alive, living in the building. I called her up to say, "Ma, I'm going into the pharmacy. Do you need anything?" And she said, "Yeah." So she wanted me to right away go upstairs and give her a meds because I had left the house and forgot to give her a meds. She said, "Oh, could you come upstairs first?" So I went into the building, went upstairs. I came outside in time to see my car being lifted onto a tow truck. I went right into the pharmacy. I said, "What are you doing?" She goes, "Oh, that car must have been there all night. When we were open early, we see anybody parked there when we're not even open yet. And your car was sitting there, so we don't know. It could be a drug dealer's car. We don't know." So I ran outside. I said, "Listen, you need to get my car off your truck." He goes, "Yeah, for $120, I'll take your car off the tow." He says, "I came all this way, and I had to lift it up onto the truck. And so you want your car back, you're going to have to pay me right here."
Wow.
And I had to take money out of my rent money right on the spot. Right out of the money that I had put aside for my rent and gave it to him. So he took my car off and I went in Walgreens. I said, "You have no business to do that. I always come in here. I get my mother's meds. I get my meds. I shop here. We live right outside." She goes, "Well, I'm sorry. It was there." I said, "Yeah, I'm sorry too. But you owe me money." And I never got nothing back for that. And all I did was come in the building to medicate my mother. And I never forgot that. That was, I don't know, 8, 9 years ago. It was unbelievable that I came out of the building and saw my car on that truck. It didn't bother to go into the store to see if I was in the store. Didn't want to see whose car does it belong to, nothing. He probably checked my license plate, ran it by the cops or whatever. I'm registered, insured and all. No problem. I don't break the law. And nothing. He would have saw that I lived right outside the building across the street. But no, he came, so he put it on the truck. It was disgusting what happened to me that day. I was miserable for a whole week that I had to pay. And good thing I had it in my wallet. Good thing. Because then I would have to found the money or come in the house and get it. And he would have towed it. And then I would have had to find a ride all the way to the, where, I think it was Korea's towing. I don't know.
And then you would have had to pay storage fees if they had it for more than a day. And, you know,
imagine
there would have been
that.
Other things.
Imagine. Yeah. I know. If anybody's got a horror stories like I've been having lately, please call in because I'm very interested. I will be listening about tow jobs, or if you feel you've been ripped off, I'd be listening. I appreciate it, anybody.
All right. You try to have a good Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
I had an issue one time where I had my car in my driveway, and I have a pretty common car. It's actually one of the most popular cars out there on the road. And it's one of the most popular colors of that car. I didn't pick it when my Silverado broke down. My ex-wife was working as a car dealer. And she said, "We've got a great car here at the used lot." She didn't work the used lot, but, you know, it was the used lot that was owned by the company she worked for. And she's like, "Great car. Just came in. Things in beautiful condition, low miles, and you can get it cheap." So, like, come down, take a look at it. And I said, "Nah, I don't need to do all that. Just start the paperwork. I'll take it. Whatever it is, I don't care. I'll take it." When she told me what my payment was going to be every month, I was like, "Yeah, just do it. I don't care. Do it. Doesn't matter what it is. I could show up and it could be, you know, purple. I don't care." And I say purple, by the way, because, you know, those are always the cheapest cars. So I said, go ahead, get it going. So I've had this car for a long time. It's in my driveway. At the end of the driveway, all of a sudden I look outside. There's a tow truck outside my house. "What are you doing?" "I'm repossessing your car." "How can you repossess my car? I paid it off a year and a half ago." "Well, hold on. Wait a minute." And then he looks at the license plate. He goes, "I am sorry. I am sorry. I have the wrong vehicle." And, you know, he didn't load it up or anything. He was just kind of parked outside because I heard the truck pull up and I was like, "Oh, what's going on?" And then I looked out there. I was thinking maybe my neighbor across the street was having problems, car problems again. And so I look and I see him walk up to my car, and that's when I ran out. And he said, "Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I got the wrong car. I just was driving through the neighbor," like, because none of the houses were numbered. Mine was, but none of the other houses were. And it was very, you know, it was a very confusing neighborhood. Cross streets, and it was one street that kind of encircled the whole neighborhood, and then a bunch of cross streets that cut through that circle. So people would always get forever turned around. They also would confuse me because my street name was very similar to another one that was not that far away. I don't want to give my personal info out. So, I could explain it a little bit better. But so there's some very similar street names to another street a couple of miles away. So that we were always getting people showing up at the door with like food deliveries. Like, we didn't order anything. Oh, no, you want this street. Yeah, you got to go to the other side of the cranberry bogs. And so this guy, he was in the right neighborhood. But when he got in there, he was like, I got confused and I was looking for the make and color of it. I was like, there's three other cars in the neighborhood that look just like this one. So you can go over here, go over here, go over here. And then basically I just kind of walked him down to which direction to go so he could find it. But it was pretty funny because I was like, how could you repossess my car? I paid it off. I have the title. I own it. And, he kind of laughed about it too, but I'm pretty sure he found the car. Anyway, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And we can certainly, I guess, take your towing horror stories if you want, but I don't know. I've had more tow trucks that have helped me out over the years. You're like, yeah, I know when I call a tow truck, it's an expensive proposition. I paid $250 one time for a tow. And I didn't go that far. But they came out. It was middle of the night because I was, working over. I was not overnight, but I was working late into the night. And they came out and they had to tow me home from the highway. And it was $250 to have them just drop it off in my yard. I still had to get it from my yard to wherever I was going to get it fixed. But I didn't know where I was bringing it. So I just had them bring me home. It was like 1:30 in the morning and I just wanted to go to bed. But yeah, I was like, oh, $250. Thankfully, my neighbor fixed the car, so I saved money overall. But still, it's terrible. That's why it's worth it to have AAA. And if you get the opportunity, and first of all, I get it. It's terrible to pay for something that you never end up using. I know. But the peace of mind that you get from it has a value too. And AAA gives you all kinds of discounts to things. In fact, every time you go somewhere, you should be asking if they have a AAA discount. You should have a list of all the places you can get a discount that you get from AAA. You should be going over to the AAA office and talking with them regularly. They'll do your license renewal for it. You can do all kinds of stuff with AAA and get all kinds of discounts. It's a great thing. The only reason I don't have it anymore is because I have Geico now and I have the roadside service through Geico. But I still miss getting the AAA membership, the AAA discounts on things. I almost signed up again just to get those discounts. But then I don't really go and do things anymore. But if you get the AAA membership and you stay a member long enough and they get you to the point where you can be a AAA Plus member, now that's really valuable. Because if you break down, I forget exactly what the benefits was.
Were,
and I don't know if things have changed, but it was, I think I got unlimited tows instead of being limited to whatever it was, 3 a year or whatever. And I got up to 100 miles. So if I broke down in Boston, I could have it towed back to my mechanic in Wareham. But I had that AAA Plus through my father-in-law. He kind of bought it for everybody in the family. And then when he passed away, we didn't have it anymore. We had to start over with the regular AAA. And then I switched to Geico before I got approved for the Plus. But that was hugely beneficial because, if my car broke down, yes, please tow me home. And then I could call again for another tow to tow it to the garage. So if you have the opportunity to get that, it's worth it. But if you have Geico, if you have Progressive, if that's where you get your insurance, call them because a lot of them already have roadside assistance built into what you're already paying, or it's just a few bucks more a month. And it's worth having that conversation with your insurance company to say, do you have any kind of roadside assistance program, because a lot of times they might charge you $10 a month for that to be added on, but that $120 is still cheaper than that one tow that you might need. Or maybe they charge you for that, but then they can discount you something else because you've now added that on. So it's worth just having that conversation and finding out. And if you do need to get towed, of course, you know, South Coast Towing, they'll always try to help you out. And they're the sponsors of the WBSM app, which you can use to send me an app chat message right now or an open line voicemail. But I got to take a break right now. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. We will take more of your phone calls at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And say, listen, you know that the butcher shop is your place to go to get what you need for Thanksgiving, right? We've been talking about that for the last couple of weeks. But don't forget, too, the butcher shop is also the place to go for everything that you're going to want to have when you've had enough turkey. So don't forget to stop by there today and get what you're going to want to have over the weekend, all right? When you're tired of eating the turkey, you know, you get to Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and you're saying to yourself, man, I just want a nice, thick, juicy steak. Or I'd like some of those celebrity pork chops, which are pretty much like a pork steak. You can cook it medium rare if you want. Just make sure you get the internal temperature up to 160. But you can cook it the way that you want to eat it. And they also have great seafood as well. Jumbo chicken wings. Oh, the chicken wings are so good. And you can get them straight up. You can get them with a variety of different sauces and marinades and all that. You've got to get yourself something that's not turkey, right? How about a nice tomahawk steak? I saw somebody post the other day they went out for a tomahawk steak because they always wanted to have one, and they paid $110 for their tomahawk steak. You can go pay probably about half that at the butcher shop. Take it home, cook it yourself, and have that same experience. And save yourself the money. And probably get a better steak. So check out the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. You can stop in today and get everything that you need for Thanksgiving as well. But of course, don't forget, stop there and get everything that you want for after Thanksgiving. And keep them in mind for your Christmas holiday and for your parties, your New Year's Eve parties, everything that you might need. They do platters. Like I said, they have chicken wings, so many different things. Check them out. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, the butcher shop. Now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah. Weight loss drugs could be within reach for millions. And a Thanksgiving tradition ready to take over your TV.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Joe Biden says that Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a United States-brokered ceasefire in Lebanon that took effect this morning. In addition to widening the risk of a regional war, the escalated tensions and back-and-forth strikes over the last year killed dozens of people in Israel, hundreds in Lebanon, and displaced tens of thousands on both sides of the border. In an angry outburst in a New York courtroom, Rudy Giuliani accused a judge of making wrong assumptions about him as he tries to comply with an order requiring him to turn over most of his assets to two election poll workers who won a libel case against him. U.S. District Judge Louis J. Lyman responded by saying he's not going to let the former New York City mayor and one-time presidential candidate blurt things out anymore in court unless he's a sworn witness. Airlines have pocketed billions of dollars in so-called junk fees by charging charging customers extra to select a seat or to carry on bags, according to a Senate subcommittee report published this week. The report said some airlines have even paid workers cash incentives to identify customers trying to avoid fees for carry-on bags. From 2018 to 2023, five U.S. airlines made more than $12 billion on seat selection fees alone, an unbundled cost that used to be included as part of an airline ticket. Millions of obese Americans would get access to popular weekly injectables that would help them shed pounds quickly if a $35 billion proposal from the Biden administration is blessed by President-elect Donald Trump. The rule, unveiled Tuesday by the Health and Human Services Department, would require Medicare and Medicaid to cover weight loss drugs like Wegovy or Zepbound for a large segment of Americans who are obese. But it's unclear if the proposal, which would not go into effect until after Trump takes office, will have support from his new administration, including from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an opponent of the drugs, whom the president-elect has tapped to serve as head of HHS. John Tenniswood, the world's oldest man, has died at the age of 112. Tenniswood died on Monday at a care home in England. He'd held the record since April of 2024, following the death of 114-year-old Juan Vicente Perez of Venezuela. He didn't have any particular explanation for how he managed to live so long, describing it as pure luck. And it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This year's parade promises to be bigger and better than ever, with stunning floats, giant balloons, and celebrity performances. It kicks off at 8:30 a.m., winding its way through the streets of Manhattan. If you're not going to be there in person, a good spot to watch is from the comfort of home on NBC or Peacock.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins lost to the Vancouver Canucks last night 2-0. They face the New York Islanders away tonight at 7:30. Celtics in Chicago to play the Bulls on Friday. Patriots home to play the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Sunny and pleasant today on the South Coast, high around 50 degrees. Rain moves in on Thanksgiving, clearing as we get into Thursday night. The sun is back for Black Friday and for the rest of the holiday weekend, but it will be colder. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with a WBSM app.
Is Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Murder Incorporated. So that was on the 1995 Greatest Hits album, which was pretty awesome. I got that when I was in high school and played the crap out of that. But also, that was a song that was a new song. Like, they made a big deal about, oh, the E Street Band is reunited. Because after the Born in the USA tour was over, you know, then Bruce did Tunnel of Love by himself, and then he did Human Touch and Lucky Town, did those on his own. And I think the Ghost of Tom Joad might have come out around that time too. Maybe it was a little bit after the Greatest Hits. But anyway, you know, he was kind of going off on his own thing, and everybody's like, oh, this is the return of the E Street Band. And they've got new songs. Well, they were old songs from 1982. They did re-record one of them, but this one was, that was from the Born in the USA sessions back in 82. So imagine if that song had been on the Born in the USA album. Would have made it even better. 508-996-0500. app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We were talking earlier about this this Santa controversy in Plymouth. So the Santa Claus that was in the Thanksgiving Day, the Thanksgiving parade that they did last weekend, the America's Hometown Parade, the Santa Claus that they had was not the same Santa that they've had for the last 2 years. That Santa, Frank McKenna, assumed he was going to be invited back, but never really communicated with people. And so he found out a few days before the parade that he had been replaced when he saw somebody else post on social media about it. Well, some people are saying, well, that's his own fault. That's his own fault for not reaching out and setting it up. And as someone else pointed out, he probably got contacted. He probably got emails or phone calls and just didn't get them. They couldn't have just cut him out like that, right? They would have at least told him, hey, Frank, are you coming back? But whatever it might have been. And then people are upset because he was replaced by a Santa that doesn't have a real beard. I mean, this was a big fight in the Plymouth Facebook groups for the last couple of days. There's also something else that's been kind of a viral theme in Taunton over the last few days. And the city of Taunton is in on the joke. So 2 years ago, well, actually almost 2 years ago, the TGI Fridays in Taunton closed. You know, TGI Fridays has been having some financial struggles and they've been closing some of their restaurants. And they closed the one in Taunton on Mazon Boulevard. So kind of right off 140 there in the area where the mall used to be. Now they have a Home Depot down there and a Target. What else is down there? Skechers, Petco, Ocean State Job Lot. You know, they've got two different shopping plazas down that area. And the former TGI Fridays has been under construction. And people kept posting in some of the Taunton Facebook groups, does anybody know what's going on? What's going into the old TGI Fridays? As what happens, whenever there's a vacant building and new life starts there, you get the people who haven't read stories, don't read the newspaper, don't check, you know, the city's social media page or whatever. And so they just post that question. They're just wondering. People do that here. They call in. Do you know what's going in at the old building 19? Like, we get those phone calls. But what happened is it became a thing in Taunton, where then people kind of took it off and turned it into a joke, where they would say, hey, does anybody know what's going on? And like, they would go and they would take pictures of the site. Does anybody know what they're building here? Like, this just kept going on and on and on for a couple of weeks. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, I was watching it happen, and then somebody made a Facebook group about it, and I was like, oh, that's good stuff. Because now the group is just everybody posting. Just drove by the old TGI Fridays. Does anybody know what's going in here? Or like a photo of the sign, like what's going on? What's happening here? So the city of Taunton recently got in on the joke themselves when they posted an update about what is going in there. And by the way, it's a Starbucks. And that's not really anything that was a secret. There have been news stories about it. There have been things on the city of Taunton Facebook page about it. Like, it's a Starbucks. There's a Starbucks down the street in the plaza where Petco is, next to Wendy's. And that Starbucks is very small, and I don't think it has a drive-thru, or it has very limited drive-thru space if it does. And so Starbucks is taking over the former TGI Fridays to have an expanded kind of dining room, and also to be able to have a drive-thru that can accommodate up to 14 cars at a time. And so the city posted on Facebook, just in case you were wondering, which is immediately, you know, a reference to all of the posts that were about it. The Starbucks being built at the former TGI Fridays location is coming along with much of the outside construction, including the drive-thru, near completion. Although we are likely a few months away from the opening of the new massive Starbucks with a 14-car drive-thru capacity, we appreciate all of the community anticipation and enthusiasm. So a low-key savage response to the the jokes that were happening for the and it got so bad that, you know, people were asking that they kicked anybody out of these Facebook groups that post about it. But it was fun. But the bigger story here is Starbucks is making pretty big inroads in our area now. For a company that it was few and far between to be able to find a Starbucks around here. In fact, I think the first Starbucks I ever tried was the one they put in the Target store in Wareham. There's also a Starbucks in the Taunton Target too, and I don't think that one's going anywhere. But that was the first time I think I ever had it. Maybe I had it at an airport or something. But because there weren't many around here. But now we've got the one in New Bedford opened up and apparently does very well. The one in Fairhaven. Dartmouth has one. Wareham has a standalone in addition to the one in Target. There's still the one in Target. And then Buzzards Bay has one now at the Rotary in the old Levi's outlet at the top of the hill. Next to the Jersey Mike's that they put in there. By the way, if you go to that Jersey Mike, ask for Mike. The one in Buzzards Bay, the top of the hill. Ask for Mike and then close your eyes and ask him to say something and see if he sounds like anybody that you know. And then ask him if he's the Mike in Jersey Mike's. He loves that. But Starbucks is making its way around here. And I think we're going to see more and more of them pop up. I don't know if they're going to be as ubiquitous as Dunkin' is. I was talking to some television producers yesterday for a different project that is happening and that I'm helping out with. And they were like, so tell us about some of the stuff that's in your area, right? There's a Dunkin' Donuts in every corner, right? And I'm like, well, yeah. But we're getting more and more Starbucks. But we've also got other great places to get coffee, smaller independent places that are worth a visit. And they're like, yeah, we were just making a joke, man. We didn't need a diatribe about South Coast coffee. 508-996-0500. Let's take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And a reminder again, tomorrow we will not be here. We'll be off Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving and Black Friday, but we'll be back on Monday. And actually, today, both Chris and Barry are off. We have Ken Pittman coming in to host South Coast Now at 9 a.m. And then after Bill O'Reilly, Brian Thomas will be in to cover for Barry. They'll both be taking your phone calls. But tomorrow we will have Alice's Restaurant in its entirety three times for you tomorrow. 9 a.m., 12 noon, 3 p.m. So 9, noon, and 3. We're going to play the entire Alice's Restaurant Massacre. And you'll be able to hear it three times both on WBSM on 1420 a.m. and 99.5 FM. And as well as on the WBSM app and WBSM.com. So if you're not going to be home, if you're going to be traveling, you got to drive somewhere for Thanksgiving, maybe you're on your way to a football game in the morning, or you're going over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, right? That was written about Thanksgiving. So wherever you're headed, you can tune in on the WBSM app and hear Alice's Restaurant. And we will send out an app alert with about 15, 20 minutes beforehand to let you know that it's time to tune in to hear it. And yeah, you could listen to it anytime you want on YouTube, but there's something about hearing it on the radio. So hopefully you will get a chance to catch that at least once and that you will enjoy it. If you listen to all three, by the time the third one's over, you'll be singing that song for the next 3 or 4 days. But, hey, it's the holidays, right? Nobody's going to judge whatever you're singing as you're walking around singing your holiday songs. And because it is the holiday season, there's nothing better than getting to take one of the time-consuming chores off your plate, like doing the laundry. This holiday season, Dash Laundromat has your back. Why? Because not only can they do the work for you, if you can drop off your clothes and they'll wash, dry, and fold it for you, but they will actually come and pick it up and drop it off with their free delivery service. Whether you've got a small load, you're just one person like me, and you've got a small load, or whether it's laundry for the entire family, Dash will make it easy for you with free delivery. So here's how it works. You can get a black bag that holds up to 25 pounds, or if you've got a larger load, you can get a blue bag that holds up to 50 pounds. And then their supplemental pack is available for the little extras, and that's just $15 for 15 pounds. You get to pick your detergent, your scent, and your dryer sheets. So yes, you can drop it off by walking into the store, walking into the Dash Laundromat location at One State Road in Dartmouth, and say, I would like you to do my laundry for me. And they will. You can also use their locker service if you can't get there when they're open, or you don't want to have to, you know, haul it into to Dash. You want to be able to just open up the locker with the Dash Laundromat app on your phone. You can do that, and you can leave your clothes behind. They'll wash, dry them, fold them, put them back in a locker, and then you come back and pick them up when it works for you. But the easiest and most convenient way to get your laundry done is to have them come and pick it up, and then they'll drop it off when it's done. And by the way, you don't need one of these bags to get you started. You can just download the Dash Laundromat app, schedule your pickup, and then when they come and pick it up, just throw your clothes in a trash bag. That's what Jason told me. Just throw your clothes in a trash bag. That's fine. And then when we bring them back to you, we will bring them to you in your Dash Laundromat bag. It's that easy. You don't even need to get the bag first. They'll make sure that you get one for next time when it comes back. So check out the Dash Laundromat app. Download it from wherever you get your apps from, your app store. And of course, don't forget to visit them online at dashlaundromat.com. You're going to get it done at Dash, that's for sure. All right, I got to take my final break of this hour. We will be right back. And that is going to do it for this hour. When we come back in the next hour, we'll have more with you. 508-996.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. And Cyber Monday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.